4.3. A messy home means a messy mind.
And thanks to Ron Willis for that report. Now, I'd like to introduce our next guest, May Chang. Hello, May, and welcome to Happy Homes.
Hello, Andy.
May is a well-known feng shui expert. Now, I hear that feng shui is becoming more and more popular, May. Is that true?
Yes, definitely, Andy. Lots of people are starting to realise how really useful it can be.
And what exactly is feng shui?
Feng shui is the ancient Chinese practice of controlling how qi moves around our environment.
Qi?
Qi is an energy or life force that is all around us everywhere. And by using it, we can improve our lives. Feng shui can be used to decide the best possible place to build a house, but more often, it's used to organize rooms and position furniture. Improving the movement of energy around a house can bring more wealth, better health, and personal success.
That sounds like something we should all know about. So, what can we do?
To improve feng shui in the home, it is first necessary to remove all clutter.
Clutter? You mean mess and things?
Exactly. Clutter is all the untidy mess in our lives. But more than that, it's all those things that we don't use or need anymore. Things that we no longer love.
The problem is, May, that most of us find it very difficult to throw old possessions away. We become attached to things emotionally. We always think that we will use them again one day.
Yes, that's right. But when the life energy, qi, enters the house and meets piles of clutter, it's stopped dead and it cannot move freely. This causes problems in our lives. So when we finally throw things away, we feel a sense of freedom and relief.
Okay, so get the clutter out. Then what?
Well, after we've removed all the clutter from our homes, then we can start to make other important feng shui changes. There are several very useful things that you can do.